3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of 20s in 20. I'm Mallory Metz, and today I am so excited for our topic. We have Kathleen Cameron. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I am doing so good. So happy to be here today.
We're so happy to have you on. Why don't you go ahead, before we dive in, introduce yourself to the audience, tell them a little bit about who you are, your name, where you live, all that good stuff.
Beautiful. My name is Kathleen Cameron. So I live about an hour north of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So sitting here under a couple feet of snow, but optimistic that it's going to melt away soon. I am the Chief Manifestation and Success Coach and founder of Diamond Academy Success Network. I am Bob Proctor's number one North American coach. I have a beautiful partnership with him, and he has shaped much of what we're probably going to talk about today. So that's a little about me.
That's great. I'm so excited. I guess first I want to ask you, how did you become a manifestation coach? What a unique path. Has this been something you've always been doing? Is this new in your life? Tell us a little bit about the experience to getting here.
For sure. No, I'm actually a registered nurse by background. So I worked in healthcare for about 15 years and worked my way up, got a few different degrees, and decided that that was going to be my path. And I just felt this pull for more. Got into the network marketing industry, where I caught the vision of what's really possible. You know, the idea of working for myself became really, really, it was something I started to fall in love with, was starting to go after it, stopped nursing. And then I took a course. I decided I wanted to learn a little bit more about the power of the mind and how I could create a quantum leap in my life. I wanted to make a big change. Mm-hmm. And I took the program. I created the quantum leap pretty quickly, or I thought was a big leap at the time. Then I became a coach. I decided to coach the program that I took. And then I've had like 7 quantum leaps since then. So it has been a phenomenal, phenomenal year.
For the people listening, can you define what a quantum leap is?
For sure. Yeah. So a quantum leap essentially is when you take one leap from where you are to somewhere else. You do it. It's almost like collapsing time. So what would take somebody 15, 20 years to do, I did that in less than a year. So when I went from just about $3,500 a month income to $3.3 million last year.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've caught interest at this point, because people are like, how can I have a quantum leap like that?
Absolutely.
And then as a manifestation coach, what does your day-to-day look like? Are you working with clients on a regular basis? Is it more of like one-on-one, a seminar? What does that look like? And how are you really finding this clientele?
Day-to-day life, of course, I spend time the first few hours of the day by myself and with the kids. And I have a beautiful spirituality routine that I stick to every single morning. And then I am teaching. I teach a lot in a group setting. So many of my clients, I have probably 350 active clients at the moment. And I do a lot of group teaching. So I teach them on Zoom. So I do that 3 days a week. I have some VIP coaching clients one-on-one. So I do have some of those calls peppered in. And then I have calls with my team and things like that. And then I'm always learning. So I'm always taking a course myself.
This is great. I really want to walk through some tips that people can start to implement today if they find this interesting, if they're curious, if they just want to try. And the first question that I thought of that I wanted to ask you was the law of attraction versus manifestation. Is there a difference? If there is, what is it? If there's not, why the discrepancy in names? Would love to get your thoughts.
Manifestation essentially is bringing an idea into the physical form. So anything that has been created was once an idea in someone's mind first. You know, the phone that I'm using right now was an idea in someone's mind, and it was brought into the physical. So it is a universal law that it's actually called the perpetual transmutation of energy, which means if we hold an idea in our minds, it will manifest into the physical form as long as we persist. So it's a universal law. We are always manifesting, whether it's good or whether it's bad. So it's not something that you just decide today you're going to do. It's something that you're already doing. Law of attraction is another universal law. So it's actually the law of vibration, and the law of attraction is a secondary law. So it's part of the manifestation process, is you attract based on the vibration that you're in. Low vibration, you attract things that are at a similar vibration. So you'll attract people who also feel low. You will attract things to feel low about. So you raise your vibration, you attract positive things into your life, and it's part of the manifestation process.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And then tips for manifesting different things. You know, I think when people think about what they want to manifest in their life or what they are wishing or pining for, it always comes back down to like love versus money versus job versus just like a change, like something different. When you're manifesting for these different aspects, are there different tips and techniques, or do you feel like it's a universal process that once you have the hang of it, you're just going to be able to universally manifest, I guess I should say?
I think you can universally manifest for sure. You can decide, you know, I want this car, you can manifest the car. You can decide a certain amount of money and you can manifest that types of relationships. But I think the biggest thing is the overall lifestyle or feeling that you're going for. So I tend to have my clients focus on an end result, so an ideal life that they want. And then you kind of work backwards and figure out, well, how much money will that lifestyle require? Because it's not the money that we want. It's what the money gives us. It's the time freedom, the financial freedom. It's the ability to spend your day doing what you love versus spending your day going to a job that you hate. So I tend to have people really connect with that lifestyle, and then you will manifest the money required to do so. You will manifest, you will attract essentially the people, the opportunities, the ideas, the networking that will help you to get there. So I wouldn't be so limited as to just say a car. It'll stop at the car. So I tend to think really big, and I tend to think several things, several trips, several cars, several types of business opportunities, that kind of thing.
Go big or go home, take it all the way. And I guess
always,
maybe we need to take a step back and say, how do you manifest? You know, one of the questions I had on here was your thoughts on manifesting through a journal versus just speaking out loud. But I guess for background for the audience, how does someone manifest? And then what are some techniques and tools that people can leverage?
The first step in the manifestation process is to identify what it is that you want. So what that end result, that end scene really is. And then you're going to continually ask for that thing that you want. So you ask in lots of different ways, primarily through your thinking, through your beliefs. You can use things like journaling, visualization, listening to affirmations. All of those are tools where you're continually asking. But if you think about our thoughts as energy and what where our focus goes, it grows. So if you're thinking about the debt that you're in and you're thinking about the lack of money in your bank account, your focus is on lack, your focus is on debt. So you're going to attract more of that. So what we want to do is you want to shift your focus over to a large amount of money in your bank account. What would you do with that money? How would it feel to have that amount of abundance? And so you're no longer even thinking about the fact that your physical world, you may have debt. And then people will find that that debt is suddenly gone, and then their money is growing in the bank account. And then you want to continually be open to receiving. So a lot of people say, I'm open. Yeah. Send me all the money. I'm open to receive. And yet they're doubting it. They're looking for it. And they're saying, it's not here. Where is it? I can't find it. It's all resistance. So you're no longer open to receive.
That's actually a really good segue into my next question, which, what are some of these manifestation roadblocks that you see people facing?
Oh my gosh. The biggest one I would say is lack of worthiness. In order to be open to receive something, you have to feel worthy of it. And so our self-image or our opinion of ourselves is also considered to be our success mechanism. So if you lack self-belief, if you lack worthiness, then you are not going to be open to receiving it. So the first thing that I have my clients do is work on their own personal self-image and truly start to believe in what they can achieve, what they're capable of, and to feel that worthiness. So that's probably my first one. The second one I would have to say is people's views on money. Some people just cannot let go of the hold that money has over them. They just cannot get away from fearing never having enough and feeling like they need it. You know, the money has this control over them because if they don't have it, they'll be in trouble or they'll not be able to feed their family. That hold that money has is because we think it is a real thing. It's not. It's created and it's simply energy. And so when we stop giving money the power and we start controlling and using money, it's a complete shift. But a lot of people aren't willing to give that up.
I totally agree. And then what do you feel like are some misconceptions about manifestation out there?
Oh my gosh. This is good. This is really good. It can go two ways, what I find. There's people who you're saying you're manifesting, but you're just doing work. Like you just built a business. That's it. It's not manifestation. So they don't understand that that's what manifestation is. And then there's the other spectrum where there's those who believe that manifestation is simply wanting something, writing it down a bunch of times, meditating and visualizing, and not ever moving your body towards the goal, where you just are open to receive and the windfall arrives. So there's two ends of the spectrum. And I always find being right in the middle of that is the beautiful sweet spot, because we need to be in the spirit of everything that we do. We need to make sure that we're operating with the universal laws in mind. We need to make sure that we are using our power to be inspired, to have that self-belief, to be in a state of calm and flow, and where we find things are easy. We're grateful for the life that we have, but we also need to move our body towards the goal. If you aren't doing what you need to do to achieve success, then you're sending a different message. So for example, you're saying that you want this big, massive business and you want all of the success, but you reach out to no one about your product. You reach out to nobody about your business or your services. And there's a disconnect there because your behavior doesn't match the want, the desire. So we have to move our body towards the goal, but then we also use the universal laws to use our magnetic power to bring it towards us at the same time.
And that sort of goes in line with this next question, which is really, is it possible to be manifesting incorrectly? Like, we know it's about these thoughts and we know these roadblocks occur, but can you actually manifest something incorrectly? Are there mistakes that people make? Obviously, maybe this is a good point to touch on, you know, manifesting negative things in your life. Would love to get your perspective on this a little bit.
We are always manifesting. We're always taking ideas and bringing them into the physical form, whether they are good things or they are bad things. So I actually refer to what I teach as conscious manifestation, because it means you're becoming consciously aware of what you want to bring into your life. And you're manifesting things on purpose instead of by accident. So I know before I started to really study this and before I got into it, I know that I was bringing a lot of negative things into my life based on my thinking. You know, I didn't think that I was worthy. One example, I worked at a job that I really, really didn't like. So my thoughts were focused on a really negative workplace. And so what ended up happening was I started to attract more negative things at the workplace, more conflicts, more drama, more things to dislike. So if we just flip that switch and we live in a place of gratitude and joy, then we're going to have more things in our life to be grateful for and to be joyous about. So it's really just shifting your focus and your attention. And the law of cause and effect says that every single effect that we have in our physical world right now was caused by our consciousness. And that's our subconscious mind and what's programmed there. So if you're programmed to see lack and limitation, then you're going to bring lack and limitation into your external world. Good news is you can just reprogram it. You can reprogram it to abundance and prosperity, and you will attract abundance and prosperity. I keep seeing it time and time again, not only in myself, but in many others.
So you can get better at manifesting with practice, because it's really about honing and tapping into these capabilities.
Yeah, it's absolutely, like, for me, it was a drastic quick change within 60 days. Like, I started manifesting things quite easily because I believed in the power of manifestation, the power of all the universal laws, and I believed in the power of myself. So where I find things take a little bit longer for people is in shifting their belief. When somebody first starts working with me, the most important thing I want them to do is to believe in themselves and to believe in the possibilities of this material. Because the faster you believe it's true, the faster it will show up. So some people are skeptical. They really, really are. And I really just say to people, just let that skepticism go. You have nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you end up really, really happy and in love with yourself. You know, that's what I always say. Yeah. That's the worst case scenario. And then best case scenario, you're happy, you love yourself, and you have everything you've ever wanted. And, you know, so people say to me all the time, like, I can't believe I didn't believe this sooner. Like, I can't believe. But they all have this moment. It's this aha moment, like, wow, like, I have all these powers within me. And I've just been giving them to everybody else. You know, they've been giving that control and that power to the people around them instead of within them.
What are some tips you have for people out there who want to start manifesting now? Like, how can people start to hone in on these skills, start to practice, and start to implement this into their lives?
What I always have people do, of course, first is to create order. You need to know what it is that you want. So not many people even have a goal, never mind think above and beyond where they currently are in life. So the first step is to create that goal. So what does that life look like for you? So I often have people just write at the top of their page, what would I love? Because we don't ask that of ourselves enough. Mm-hmm. What would you love in terms of the relationships in your life? What would you love in terms of your business? What would you love in terms of travel and experiences? What would you love in houses or cars or income? Mm-hmm. And then once they've created a list of all the things that they love, the first thing that I have them do is to visualize it. I do a lot of guided visualizations, because if you can see something in your mind and you can connect the feeling of achieving it, that is truth and proof that you can do it in the physical world. That is what our imagination is for. So I would start daydreaming again. Not a lot of people do that. They just think about the past and the present. But daydreaming and visualization is one of my most favorite techniques. It takes 5 minutes a day, maybe 2 5-minute blocks a day. And you can change your whole perception of what's possible for you.
Do you think it's possible to like daydream up something too unrealistic? Like, now I'm just thinking about when I say here daydreaming and what I'm daydreaming about, like, is it possible to think about something that's too out of your realm to obtain? Or do you think regardless, it's always within you? You just really need to like hone in and practice.
Listen, if one person has been able to do something, it means everybody else can. It is proof that you can achieve whatever someone else has done. We can even achieve things that nobody's ever done before, ever. But I see somebody do something and I'm like, okay, if they can do that, I can do that too. So I'm always a big thinker. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that we can think too big. It's not detrimental in any way. The only difference is when we decide something's really big, it seems harder to do. For those that can't see far enough into the future, I'll have them create a little goal on the way to the big goal. Mm-hmm. So say your big goal is, you know, you want to be a multimillionaire. Maybe we set a goal of $1 million first.
Kathleen, for your information, I end every episode talking about pet peeves relative to the subject we've been talking about. I would love to hear some pet peeves you have, either about manifesting or manifestation or anything you've stumbled upon as a coach. Would love to hear.
Yeah, I don't have many pet peeves because I've kind of shifted my thinking away from that. But one of the things that I think, and it's a positive thing, but I'll say it to them, is that people think it's so easy to manifest small things and they think they can't manifest big things. But what we fail to understand is that nothing is big or small. It just is. Mm-hmm. And when we compare it to something else is when it becomes hard to do versus easy to do. So I see a lot of people that are talking about manifesting small amounts of money and little things into their life. And it's beautiful to celebrate those things. But what I just want to say to everybody is if you can manifest yourself $1,000, you can manifest $1 million in the exact same way, mm-hmm. with ease and with flow. And it can be so much fun But we tend to put too much pressure when we create a bigger thing to manifest. So I would say that's probably my biggest pet peeve.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, go to our Instagram, follow us, give us a like, give us a shout out, tell your mom, tell your grandma, and leave us a comment. Thanks for joining us.